Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum, here we go, season 4, episode 17 of Who's Uzbekistan. It is on Saturday evening of a holiday weekend. It's Nowruz, otherwise known as the large spring celebration with lots of festivities going on and just celebrating the coming of spring. And it's just remarkable how all of a sudden everyone is in a festive mood. It's been 80 degrees this week and the trees are blooming and you can just see it on people's faces. Yes, what am I excited by? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What I'm excited about is the thing I'm always the most excited about, which is ample cultural offerings. Wasn't able to work it out to go to the hockey finals, but that's this weekend. But I don't even know the name of it. I just call it the International Dance Festival. But Thursday evening saw a magnificent modern dance performance from a group out of Slovenia. And I've got tickets to another. And there's a couple other things as part of the festival over the next couple weeks, and we'll see what all I'm able to go to. But I just, my British friend and I, we had to have lunch together on Friday to go through the ticketing website because there's so many things we want to see. We had to go through and start making a plan. This date would work for this. Seating, managing costs, you know, which are... Since these are tours, there are cheaper tickets available, but most of the tickets are more expensive since these are outside groups coming in. But absolutely well worth it. And the conversation I had with her as we're sitting at the Japanese restaurant in my neighborhood and was just, I mean, it was just almost farcical of, you know, she's from a more affluent background than I am, and she's older than I am. And then, but you know, we're just on this mission to see as much as we can for this price, for this convenience, because all this stuff is right at our back door. And the conversation, you know, we're going through the calendar. Yes, we can do this. Now, that was on Thursday. No, this, let's do this on Wednesday. Oh, now look, now for dance, I really think that the first row of the balcony is really the best place to see it. And then, you know, we pulled up the seating map on the ticketing app, and oh, what's gone? You know, the first row of the balcony. I'm like, well, apparently other people agree with my assessment that the first row of the balcony is the best place to see dance. But then in some other theaters, one other theater in here in Tashkent, if you go to a music performance, you should absolutely not sit on the sides because... It reverberates in a very unpleasant way. I think that theater wasn't particularly designed for music. So just to hear us now, wait a minute, when we're at this theater, we need this. Now for this, we need this. Now what about this? Just like two cultural mavens just tackling this situation with great precision and mythology about how to coordinate these tickets, get the best value for the best price, and see as much as we can, was just nothing short of comical. So extremely, extremely excited to see, you know, modern dance. I mean, who would have thought that, like, Slovenia, you know, that's where they would be from? So, just the things you just never know that a country is successful about. And like I said, got a few others purchased and queued up. Carmina Burana is in a couple weeks. We're going. There's some type of jazz concert kickoff thing. I don't know what. Planning on going to that. And the possibilities are just endless. And that doesn't even include all the other plays and things that would be in, you know, languages that I don't understand well enough. The possibilities are just endless. And for reasonable price points, you know, I would say I'm obviously going at a quantity more than would sort of exceed my lifestyle here compared to the average local person. But the average local person could pick and choose a few of these things throughout the year and could easily afford them. And it goes without saying, obviously, that the people at, you know, higher wealth levels could get these things and, you know, get the more expensive tickets. So my point being is, art is easily accessible to the middle class here, especially with some careful planning. So I am extremely excited about that. I'm also excited. There was a person from my country who has been newly hired at my school, and I met with this person yesterday, you know, just to kind of help give them the lay of the land. And, you know, those are very satisfying moments to get to help someone in a meaningful way. And, you know, at this point, I've been around the block enough to know that, like, does that mean I'll end up being friends with that person? Maybe, maybe not. And that's not the goal. That's just part of the expat journey is, when are you in the role, you know, when are you in the role of the helper? And, you know, this person had a very interesting life, and I enjoyed hearing about it, and will look forward to learning more about it. So, yes, had lunch to plan the tickets, afternoon to meet the new person. Today I've been to the Polytechnic Museum, which is where they have sort of like the history of the automobiles, where they have these preserved and a lovely audio tour to go with it. You know, I'm not really a car person, but it was still interesting to see. And had like some other like science physics type science center kind of games for children. Not particularly well labeled, but nevertheless, you know, it was an outing and I enjoyed it. So many, many things to be excited about. What am I puzzled by? What is the difference between capitalizing on an opportunity and exploiting a situation? Because it seems like there's a fine line between the two. Last week, I was on vacation in Phuket, Thailand, and so, yeah, that, you know, Thailand and Phuket have these, you know, wonderful beaches and tropical fruit, and they've developed this tourist industry, which is fantastic, because, you know, you need tourist infrastructure. It's like, well, what about that is being wise and capitalizing on your resources, and what about that is selling your soul to the devil because, you know, it's just a, you know, just crazy sea of tourists. And, I mean, as best I can tell, that's just kind of, that is what the economy is there and what that deals with local, how that affects the local economy. And, you know, knowing you can buy aloe for less than a dollar, or at another shop, aloe was $15 and, you know, could get, you know, if you found the right place, very cheap food, or other places, you know, just a complete ripoff. And so, you know, how to strike the balance of that and, you know, just how that plays out in places where there is just a big, you know, developing economy. And, you know, we see that play out here. You know, we've got the joke. What's the definition of a university? Oh, any place where there's a business storefront, and then they put a sign in it that says university. And I believe that there have been some efforts to have that a little more, you know, a little more regulated. So, but the, you know, there's all these little upstarts, you know, which on the one hand, you know, is wonderful that, you know, just the growing education sector. At what point does that, you know, but at what point is there legitimacy to back that up? So, again, is what is capitalizing on an opportunity of a population of people, you know, eager, eager for education and how to maintain quality within that. And yeah, so yeah, how are we, you know, like the tourism, what's the difference between, you know, capitalizing on an opportunity and what compared with being exploitive. So anyway, just musings and ponderings and you know, how to get the best outcome for all of these things. So yeah, to have wonderful tourism and to have wonderful education is, yeah, those are, you know, those are wonderful goals, and to get to see those being brought to fruition, you know, is definitely exciting. So, those are some things that I am puzzled about. How long do I plan to stay? Well, it's about decision time, as we roll on here. It's the beginning of fourth quarter, and we'll see how things play out over the next couple weeks. So, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, are you walking your dog in the central Piedmont or in any other grand location in this planet, eager to hear about Who's Becca Stan? Thank you very much for listening.